Members of the 59th Six Nations Elected Council were officially sworn into office during the November 7th General Council meeting. Six Nations Elected Chief Sherry Lynn Hill and 12 councillors all took their positions in the Six Nations Council chambers, where they will sit for the next 4 years of this term. The Six Nations general election took place on November 4th, where the community decided on which Six Nations band members would sit as the community's elected officials. The chief race saw Sherry Lynn Hill win the vote with 606 votes. Meanwhile, former elected chief Steve Williams received 444 votes. Six councillors Greg Fraser, Melba Thomas, Hazel Johnson, Helen Miller, Audrey Pellis-Bombery, and Carrie Bombery will all be returning councillors, and newcomers Elena Venevery, Dale Bombery, Amos Key, Dean Hill, and Carol Green will fill the remaining councillor positions. Chief Sherry Lynn Hill spoke on being elected into the position as Six Nations chief and thanked those who participated in the election process.
It is with a profound sense of gratitude and humility that I have been elected as the 59th Six Nations of the Grand River elected chief. It is an honor and a privilege to have the trust and confidence of our community members. I am deeply committed to serving you with dedication, passion, and a vision. I would like to express my heartfelt appreciation to all of those who participated in the election process and to all the Six Nations of the Grand River for giving me this incredible opportunity to lead our resilient community. Your faith in me fuels my determination to bring about positive change and prosperity for our community.
The official swearing-in ceremony took place on November 7th during the first general council meeting of the new term, and councillors will be undertaking orientation in the coming weeks.